Mike Waltz vows to make the UN great again in fiery confirmation hearing. By Joshua Klein on July 15, 2025. Former Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, delivered a blazing opening statement to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, promising to reform the bloated United Nations bureaucracy and counter China's growing influence while pledging his confidence under President Trump's leadership. We can continue to spread peace and prosperity, and we can make the UN great again. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for his nomination as UN ambassador, the Green Beret veteran laid out a comprehensive vision for overhauling the international body that has drifted from its core mission of peacemaking after 80 years of existence. Waltz didn't mince words about the UN's fiscal irresponsibility, noting, "The UN's revenue, overall revenue, has quadrupled in the last 20 years. Yet, I would argue we have not seen a quadrupling of world peace." He pointed out the stark inequality in funding, stating that the U.S. pays more than 183 countries combined. Meanwhile, 28 countries contribute just $37,000 and $5,000 to peacekeeping. Drawing from his military experience in Africa and the Middle East, Waltz painted a damning picture of UN inefficiency. "I have literally seen over and over again hospitals that lack beds, schools that lack supplies, schools with supplies or they lack teachers. And by the time the aid filters through layers of subcontractors, only pennies reach those in need." The former congressman revealed that the UN has ballooned to over 80 agencies with overlapping missions that waste resources and promised to push for transparency, including support for the Secretary General's UN 80 reform plan calling for a 20% staff cut. Waltz took direct aim at China's exploitation of the UN system, calling it absurd that the world's second largest economy is treated as a developing nation in most UN agencies that gives China favorable status. He warned that China pursues its personnel into or pushes its personnel into roles at all levels, including bodies that set international standards. Aviation, telecommunications, IP. The nominee promised that America must have a strong voice, and if confirmed, I'll work with Secretary Rubio to challenge this influence. In perhaps his most forceful remarks, Waltz condemned the UN's systematic bias against Israel, revealing that from 2015 to 2023, the General Assembly passed 154 resolutions against Israel versus 71 against all other nations combined. He specifically called for dismantling UNRWA, stating, "UNRWA in Gaza with its staff involved in the October 7th massacre, its schools teaching anti-Semitic hate must be dismantled." Waltz also criticized the reappointment of Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese, with her calls to boycott American companies doing business with Israel. The nominee slammed the UN's radical politicization, citing reports calling American territory stolen Native American land and investigations called the George Floyd Mechanism labeling American police in America systemically racist with input from countries like Cuba and Venezuela. He declared such actions unacceptable. Waltz highlighted the need for peacekeeping mission reform, noting that the U.S. funds 25% of these efforts while some missions cost billions. Tens of thousands of soldiers with two that have been around since the 1940s with no mandate renewal and no end in sight. He promised, "We must press the Security Council for clear mandates and states, cost limits, and a focus on peacekeeping, not nation building." The nominee praised President Trump's early achievements, stating, "In just 6 months, President Trump has brought dozens of hostages home, justice for our Abbey Gate Gold Star families, secured the border, denied Iran a nuclear weapon, brought ceasefires to conflicts in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia." Invoking Ronald Reagan's wisdom that the UN can solve problems or spread discord and that the choice is ours, Waltz positioned himself as the right person to restore American leadership at the international body while serving the interests of hardworking Americans, welders, nurses, teachers, small business owners. With his military background and congressional experience, Waltz appears ready to bring Trump's America First agenda to Turtle Bay, promising accountability, reform, and a return to the UN's original peacekeeping mission. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.